们把一切的感谢都献给神在安息圣日。
Let us give thanks for his creation and also his salvation.
我们感谢他的创造，也感谢他的救恩。
We also ask God so that we can turn our hearts to him on this Sabbath.
我们也祈求神让我们的心在安息日可以转向他。
To be calm and to receive his word.
可以平静下来，然后接受他的话语。
And so that we all can be edified.
这样子我们全部都可以得到造就。
Let's now kneel down and pray.
我们现在一起跪下来祷告。
Hallelujah, may the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus be with everyone here in our church in Flushing.
Hallelujah, 愿主耶稣的平安与喜乐与大家在法拉盛教会同在。
We thank God on this Holy Sabbath day, we can be here in God's sanctuary to receive God's blessings.
我们感谢神在安息圣日我们可以进入到神的圣所来敬拜他。
We ask our Lord Jesus to bless us and give us physical and spiritual rest.
我们祈求主耶稣基督可以祝福我们，然后给我们肉体还有灵里的安息。
To be refreshed and to have strength to continue the journey.
然后我们可以更新，然后重新得力，继续这个旅程。
This morning I'd like to share the topic, consider the ant and be wise.
今天早上我想要分享这个题目，查看蚂蚁的智慧。
I'm not sure how everyone feels about ants.
所以我不太确定大家是对于蚂蚁是有什么看法。
We know that there are a lot of ants in this world.
那我们知道说在这个世上有很多蚂蚁。
It's estimated that for every single human being, there's 1,000,000 ants.
所以曾经估计呢，每一个人类呢就有大概100万只蚂蚁。
Yeah. As a child, I would like to play in the yard.And play with ants.
所以在我小时候呢，我喜欢在那个院子里，然后跟蚂蚁来玩。
And truly, you can. It's quite interesting to observe them. Yeah.
所以真的，如果你观察他们的话，你会觉得是非常有意思。
Now, since our spring spiritual convocation is coming in just 4 weeks.
所以我们的灵恩布道会还有4个礼拜就要举办。
So I'd like to especially apply the teachings that we learned today in our evangelical work.
所以呢，我想要借着今天的教训呢，来应用在我们的宣道的工作方面。
To remind us not to be spiritually lazy.
所以提醒我们自己不要有灵性上的这个懒惰。
And to be focused on our task and to continue to.Fulfill the commission of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我们要专注我们的要做的事情，然后呢，要能完成来交差主耶稣托付的使命。
Let's now turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 6.
我们翻开到箴言第六章。
Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言第六章。
Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 11.
箴言第六章六到十一节。
Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 11.
箴言第六章六到十一节。
Go to the ant, you sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Verse 7.
第七节。
Which, having no captain, overseer, or ruler, verse 8.
第八节。
Provides her supplies in the summer.And gathers her food in the harvest. Verse 9.
第九节。
How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? Verse 10.
第十节。
A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Verse 11.
第十一节。
So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. Please read.
箴言第六章。第六节，懒惰人啊，你去查看蚂蚁的动作，就可得智慧。蚂蚁没有元帅，没有官长，没有君王。第八节，尚且在夏天预备食物，在收割时聚敛粮食。懒惰人啊，你要睡到几时呢？你何时睡醒呢？第十节，在睡片时打盹片时，抱着手躺卧片时。十一节，你的贫穷就必如强盗速来。你的缺乏仿佛拿兵器的人来到。
Here, Solomon gives us a reminder to consider the ant and to learn wisdom from the ant.
在这边所罗门跟我们讲说我们要查看蚂蚁的动作还有它的智慧。
And especially for those who are sluggish, who are lazy.
特别就是那些就是懒惰的人。
Right. So we can be lazy physically in our school work or career, but we can also be lazy in fulfilling holy work.
所以我们在我们的事业学业上面可能会很懒惰，但是在我们圣工方面呢，也可能会变得很懒惰。
So there's different types of laziness.
所以懒惰呢有不同的这种阶层。
But regardless the type of laziness, we must go to the ant and learn wisdom.
不管怎么样的懒惰呢，我们要去查看蚂蚁的动作，然后就可以得智慧。
And the first wisdom we can gain is from verse 7.
所以第一个智慧呢，就是在第七节。
It says that these ants, they have no captain, overseer, or ruler.
蚂蚁没有元帅，没有官长，没有君王。
And yet we can see that ants are always busy, always doing things, always working.
所以我们可以看到说蚂蚁呢，它不断的一直在工作，然后做事情。
Now we might think,Wait, isn't there always a queen ant?
那我们会想说不是会有一个蚂蚁王后吗?
Right, isn't this a ruler, a overseer?
所以这不算是这个官长君王吗?
But actually, the queen ant of a colony doesn't really make any decisions for the colony.
所以呢但是的这个蚂蚁的这个母后呢她没有做就是说带给蚂蚁群做任何的决定或者管理。
The only thing the queen ant does is lay eggs for her whole life.
所以这个蚂蚁母后呢那她一辈子呢就是不断的在生蛋。
She is not directing anything.
所以呢她没有在指导任何的事情。
So truly the Bible is correct that they don't have any captain, overseer or rulerdirecting what they should be doing.
所以呢这个圣经是正确的他们没有任何的元帅官长或者是君王。
And so even without these captains, overseer, ruler, they know what they should be doing, they're always busy, and their colony is always in order and organized.
虽然没有这些元帅官长或者是君王呢但是他们的就是蚂蚁的这个群类呢非常的有组织性。
So this teaches us that we must be self-motivated like ants.
所以呢这也是教导我们说我们需要自有动力就像蚂蚁一样。
This is a type of wisdom that we must learn and gain.
所以呢我们也是需要学到这样子的智慧。
That we can't always just always have somebody always next to us yelling at us, telling us what we should be doing.
所以我们不可以一直有旁边在有人一直要催我们或者叫我们应该要怎么做。
So in the church, we also have no ruler, captain, or overseer. No human ruler or captain.
所以在教会呢我们也是没有官长没有君王然后没有元帅。
Our only ruler is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们唯一的元帅呢就是主耶稣基督。
Right, so,Of course, normally we do not see him. We do not, we cannot touch him.
所以那当然呢，我们见不到他，然后也摸不到他。
So how is it that the church can, be organized and do anything?
那为什么教会呢就可以就是非常的组织性，然后做任何事呢
？How is it that we as God's, servants can be motivated to serve him?
那为什么呢？我们作为神的仆人就可以。有这个动力想要服侍神。
We must be motivated also by ourselves.
所以那我们自己呢也要给自己这种动力。
And the Holy Spirit will also help us to be motivated to serve Him.
所以圣灵呢也要帮助我们呢然后给我们这个动力来服侍他。
Let's put a bookmark here in Proverbs and let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
所以呢那我们把这个书先放在箴言然后我们看哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书的第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
Verse
13. 13节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 13.
哥林多后书第五章13节。
For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. Or if we are of sound mind, it is for you. Verse 14.
14节.
For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. Verse 15.
15节.
And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
13节, 我们若果癫狂是为神, 若果谨守是为你们, 14节, 原来基督的爱激励我们, 因我们想一人替众人死, 众人就都死了, 15节, 并且他替众人死, 是叫那些活着的人, 不再为自己活, 乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
We know that the Apostle Paul was very diligent to preach the gospel.
那我们知道使徒保罗呢, 在传福音方, 上面非常的热心。
Nowhere in the Bible do we see there's somebody, you know, yelling at him, telling him, oh, you have to do this, you have to preach the gospel, you have to go to this place.
Right? 所以在圣经里面, 我们见不到任何的一个人要常常的, 来指导他, 或者是逼他来要做这样的事, 或者要去哪里。
Yeah. But he was motivated from by himself, within himself, to go and preach the gospel.
所以他会自我鼓励自己, 然后呢, 去传福音。
And he did it in a way that was, says here in verse 13, sometimes it appears like he was beside himself.
那他的方式呢, 就好像13节里面记得说, 他有时候会癫狂。
This being beside himself means that the way that he served God, sometimes it was as if he was almost crazy. If you look at him, it looks like he's a crazy person doing these things, kind of very extreme.
所以呢，若果癫狂呢，就好像是说，他已经做这个事情来，就是已经好像已经不正常，甚至有些疯狂的这种态度。
Right, but this was for God. This was the way that he would serve for God.
但是呢，这是为了神，因为这是他服侍神的方式。
Just like that one time, he was stoned almost to death.
就像有一次，他甚至要被石头打死。
And then after he got up, he went right back into the city that was stoning him.
所以呢，但后来他爬起来，还是继续回到那个曾经要用石头打死他的城市。
Yeah, this is a little bit crazy, right?
这有点疯了。
Yeah. But this was his zeal and his dedication to the Lord.
这就是他的激情, 所以他想要以这种方式来服侍神。
At the same time, when he was before the believers, he was of a sound mind. He was very reasonable.
所以当然在会众面前呢, 那他当然神是非常的清楚他是一个正常的人。
And you could tell that he had a very bright and intelligent mind.
那你可以看得出来呢, 他非常的 有智慧, 非常聪明,
especially when you read the book of Romans, very systematically presenting the gospel.
特别是如果你念罗马书的话，它那里面是非常有系统性的来解释福音。
And all of this was for the benefit and edification of the church.
做所有的事情呢，是为了要让信徒还有教会得到益处。
And why is it that he did all of this? Why is it that he served the Lord?
那为什么他会愿意这样子做来服侍神呢?
It wasn't because there was somebody yelling at his ear all the time.
那当然也不是常常会有人在他耳边在吼的他来做。
But he was self-motivated. He was moved by the love of Christ.
所以他自我启发，然后他因为被神的爱来感动。
The love of Christ always moved him to know that the Lord Jesus Christ died for him.
所以神的爱感动他，让他知道说神为他死。We
all must remember constantly that the Lord Jesus also died for us.
那我们也要常常的记得说主耶稣基督为我们而死。
We deserve the ultimate punishment of death.
所以呢，那我们应该要得到最大的极刑，就是死亡。
Because the wages of sin is death.
因为罪的代价呢，就是死。
So this was something that we deserved, but the Lord Jesus Christ took our place.
所以呢，我们应该是要这样子得到，但是主耶稣基督就代替了我们。
And he did not have to do this for us.
所以他不需要这样子来为我们而做。
But because of his mercy and love, he came and shed his blood for us.
就是因为他的怜悯还有慈爱，他来到这边，然后他就是把让。 让他流他的宝血为我们。
And this is the demonstration of God's great love.
所以这也是神伟大爱的表现。
And so he died so that we may live.
所以他死了，这样子我们可以活着。
Yeah. So we must be motivated by the love of God. 所以呢，
我们一定要因为神的爱来被激发到。
It's not because there's other people always telling us, oh, you have to do this, you have to preach the gospel, you have to serve the Lord.
所以呢，不应该要有人常常的来跟我们说，你应该要传福音，你应该要做这个来服侍神。
But let the Holy Spirit within us remind us and stir us, of God's love, so that we can do it ourselves.
所以让我们里面的圣灵来提醒我们，来挑起我们，然后让我们知道应该要这样子去做。
In the end, we know that all of our labors in the Lord will not be in vain.
那我们知道做到最后呢，我们所有的辛劳都不会是白费的。
The past 2 weeks, I was in the Dominican Republic.
所以过去两个礼拜呢，我在多米尼加。
And this was like my, I think my sixth time there.
这是我大概是第六次去那边。
And this time, I got to see again the brothers and sisters.
所以呢，在这一次呢，我又可以见到弟兄姐妹。
One of the local Dominican brothers I had known since the beginning.
所以呢，有一个当地的这个多米尼加的弟兄呢，我一开始就认识。
And he has been baptized for probably 20 years now.
所以他受洗了大概有20年。
But this brother, very self-motivated, very dedicated to serve the Lord.
所以这位弟兄呢是非常的有动力，然后愿意去服侍神。
You don't have to tell him to do these things.
所以你不需要跟他说要这样子去做。
Remember the first time I met him 4 years ago, at that time we would take the public transportation from the two main cities.
所以呢，记得在4年前我第一次遇见他的时候，我们需要坐这个交通工具去不同的城市。
And this is a whole bus, right? Pretty much like a school bus, going from taking a 1 hour trip.
这是一个大的，好像学校的这个 bus 一样，然后就要坐一个小时的路。
And then in the middle of the journey, he would just go up in the middle of the aisle and start preaching to the people there.
所以呢，那就是做了一半呢，他就会自动的站起来，站在这个bus 的中央开始传福音。
Then when he gets to his workplace,
然后他到他工作的地方
，because his boss is also our member, church member.
由于他的这个老板呢，也是我们的信徒。
Every day before they start their work, they would have a small Bible study.
所以他们每一天开始他们。上班的时候呢，他们都会来查经。
And they just share a few Bible verses and then have a prayer and then they start their day.
然后他们分享几段经节，然后祷告，然后就开始一天的工作。
Pretty much it is this local Dominican brother leading every single morning.
所以基本上呢，就是这位多米尼加的弟兄每天早上都带领查经。
And now this time when I went, I heard that.Every Sunday, he would go also to the streets and try to preach the gospel, bringing his kids with him.
所以我听说呢，这次我去的时候，每个礼拜天呢，他都会带他的小孩到街上去传福音。
So all around the world, also here in the church, in the New York area, you can see they're very self-motivated members and workers for the Lord.
所以我们世界各地呢，还有我们的这个当地的这些教会的地方呢，可以看到很多。类似这样子的工人很愿意为主来。
All these workers have gained wisdom from God.
所有的这些工人呢，都是从神那里得到智慧。
They have been motivated by God's love.
所以呢，他们也是被神的爱来被激励。
And they're very much like these ants that we observe. They just do the work of the Lord. No one telling them.
那他们也像这些蚂蚁一样呢，愿意去做神的工，然后没有人去。来祝福他们。
So we must overcome our spiritual laziness and find and be motivated by God's love to do God's work.
所以呢，我们一定要克服我们的属灵的软弱，然后借着神的爱来激励我们来做工。
Let's now go back to Proverbs chapter 6.
我们再看回去箴言第六章。
Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言第六章。
Let's now read verse 8.
那我们再看第八节。
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 8.
箴言第六章的第八节
says, these ants, they don't have a captain, overseer, ruler, but in verse 8, they provide her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest.
第八节尚且在夏天预备食物，在收割时聚敛粮食。
Right. Here is talking about another wisdom we can gain.
在这边又谈到我们可以学习的另外一个智慧
，which is to not only be self-motivated but to use time wisely。
是不光是呢，我们要鼓励自己，但是我们要好好的利用时间。
We know that ants, They're not warm-blooded animals, right?
那我们知道呢, 蚂蚁呢, 它不是热血的动物。
Yeah, so when the temperature gets cold, their metabolism slows down.
所以当天气冷的时候呢, 它们的, 身体, 它们的这个机能呢, 就会慢下来。
So they won't be able to really do anything in cold temperatures.
啊, 所以呢, 他们在冷的天气的时候, 啊, 是没有办法做任何的事情。
Right. But when it's warm out, then they can move about freely.
但是呢,如果外面天气很热的话, 他们就可以自由地, 来行动。
Now, in the summertime, in the good weather, you can see that ants are always very productive.
所以在夏天的时候呢, 可以发现说蚂蚁呢, 非常的有效率。
It's as if they know that if they do not take the opportunity now, in the future, they will not have enough to last the winter.
就他们好像知道呢，如果现在不把握时间来工作的话，那冬天来到的时候就没有足够的食物来吃。
Right. So in the summertime, in the harvest time, when there's still plenty, that's when they go and do the work.
所以在收割在夏天的时候呢，他们会聚敛食物。
Let's also turn to Proverbs 30.
那我们来翻到箴言第30章。
Proverbs 30.
箴言30章。
Verse 35.
35节
Proverbs, sorry, verse 25.
25节
Proverbs 30, verse 25.
箴言30章25节
Proverbs 30, verse 25. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their food in the summer.
蚂蚁是无力之类，却在夏天预备粮食。
So this is talking about the same thing, that ants, not being strong, they still prepare their food in the summer.
所以在这边也是提到呢，蚂蚁非常的就是弱小没有力，但是在夏天会预备粮食。
Yeah. So this is also a reminder for us to use time wisely.
这也是提醒我们呢要好好的利用时间。
Now this can be applied in many different aspects.
所以这可以应用在不同的方面。
When the Bible talks about food and harvest, it could first talk about our own sustenance, spiritual bread. Right?
所以在圣经提到收割，然后食物的话，也是可以联想到我们自己需要用的食物或者属灵的粮食。
We know that our life, our Christian journey is going to be, it's not always going to be smooth. Right?
那我们知道呢，我们属灵的生活呢，不会是常常的都非常的平顺。
So sometimes there's times of peace and enjoyment and joy.
那有时候会有平安的时候，或者是欢乐的时候。
This is a time that we should utilize to cultivate ourselves. Right?
那我们应该借这个时间呢，来好好的灵修。
Read the Bible, attend seminars. Right?
我们要读圣经，然后甚至参加一些讲习会。
That's when food is very plenty, right?
因为在这个时候呢，会有很多的食物。
And it's as if you're using this time to store up the words of God, the wisdom, and these teachings into our hearts.
因为你好像利用这个时间呢，来收敛食物，然后把神的话呢。 来聚集在我们的内心中，
so that in the future, when definitely some trouble comes,
所以在未来如果有危险来到的话，
your heart is already prepared.
那你的内心已经准备好。
When temptation comes, your heart's already prepared.
当这个诱惑来到的时候， 你的心已经预备好。
When trial comes, your heart's already filled with the word of God.
当试炼来到的时候呢， 你的心已经充满了神的话。
The bread is there, you can bring it back and live off it. Right?
这个粮食已经在那边，你可以来享用。
At the same time, harvest can refer to evangelism.
所以呢，收割也可以是解释说宣道。
Jesus Christ told us to look around.
所以主耶稣基督叫我们说在周围看一看。
He said that the fields are already white, ready for harvest.
所以这个田地呢已经是成熟，可以预备来收割。
So right now is the time of plenty, a time for us to go and preach the gospel and bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以现在这个时候呢，是丰盛的时候，所以可以去传福音，把人带来信主。
Yeah. So especially here in Flushing, we really do live in a very good location to preach the gospel.
所以特别在法拉盛地区，我们住的这个地方呢，是传福音的好地方。
And then, of course, we know you know, relatives and friends who maybe have not believed in Jesus yet.
所以当我们也认识说这个我们有一些亲朋好友现在还不认识神。
While it is still, there's still a chance, there's still opportunity to preach the gospel, we must utilize the time wisely.
如果我们还有机会传福音的话呢，我们要好好利用时间。
Because there will be a day when really the doors of salvation will start to close.
因为呢，真的会有那一天来到，这个救恩的门会开始关起来。
And I guess you can see in certain countries, it seems like this door is already kind of closing.
那你们可以看到说，在有些国家好像这些门已经关起来。
That people really don't want to listen.
因为呢，那边的人真的是不想要听。
But while there's still opportunity here, we must go and gather, right? The harvest in.
所以但是在这边还有机会的话，我们一定要来收据这个粮食。
To use the time and grasp the opportunities.
然后呢，我们要用这个时间来把握机会。
This time in the Dominican Republic, one Sabbath, there was a local Dominican brother who was telling us to pray for his son.
在这一次多米尼加安息日呢，有一位弟兄叫大家，请大家为他的儿子来祷告。
This brother, he's already in his 60s.
这个弟兄呢，他已经是六十几岁。
And his son is not a member in the church yet.
所以他的儿子呢，还不是教会的信徒。
And he was telling us that his son is in the hospital, and that he needed a blood transfusion.
那他跟我们说呢，他的儿子在医院，然后需要接受这个输血。
So we prayed on that Sabbath for this son who was still in the hospital.
所以呢，我们就为这个他的这个儿子现在在医院的这个儿子来祷告。
But during the lunchtime, there was another brother who had this idea. Hey, we should go visit this son.
所以在午餐的时候呢，有另外一个弟兄建议，就是说我们应该去拜访他的儿子。
And said that on Monday, let us go and make a trip to the son's town and visit him in the hospital.
他说星期一我们应该就是去他这个儿子居住的这个城市，然后去看他。
And so on that following Monday, truly we made a trip to this town and went to the hospital.
所以呢，那个星期一呢，我们就真的。去到了这个城市去探访他。
And we arrived around 11:30 in the morning.
所以我们大概早上11点半到。
But visiting hours did not start until 12 p.m.
所以呢，但是探访时间呢是要到12点钟。
So we were waiting in the lobby, thinking that in about half an hour we can go upstairs and visit him.
所以呢，那我们就在那个一楼呢，在想说过了半个小时就可以去看他。
But very amazingly, about 15 minutes later, suddenly his son came down. He was basically discharged from the hospital.
所以很奇妙的就是呢，差不多15分钟之后呢，他的儿子自己走下来，因为他那时候可以出院了。
And the timing was very amazing because then I had a car, right, and we brought him from the hospital to his small village.
所以呢，这个时间非常的巧合，因为我们有一部车子，那刚好可以送他回家。
And his mother and father were also with me, and while we were there in the village, they were gathering the neighbors together for a service.
所以呢，爸爸妈妈也在那边，所以我们在那里的时候，他们就。开始叫周围的这个左邻右舍来聚会。
And I was not expecting to have a service that afternoon.
所以呢，那天下午呢，我并没有准备好说好像要聚会。
I didn't even bring my Bible, only brought my cell phone.
我连圣经都没有带，我只有我的手机。
I thought it was just going to be a hospital visit.
我以为只是医院的这个探访。
But thank God, this brother, he really.Used the time very wisely.
感谢神，这个弟兄呢，他很会运用时间。
And that first afternoon, we were able to gather about 20-some people to have a evangelical service.
所以那天下午呢，我们聚集了差不多二十几个人，然后就可以开这个布道会。
Before we went back, one of the neighbors also said, "Hey, can you come back later this week?" I'd like to have a service in my house.
所以呢，在我们离开之前呢，其中一个邻居就是说，请问你这个礼拜还可以再回来吗？ 我想要在我们家里来 来聚会。
2 days later we went back had a service in her house.
所以那在两天之后我们又回去然后在她的家里聚会。
Some of the other neighbors came back again.
那有其他的邻居也回来参加我们。
Before we left another neighbor said can you come back again.
在我们离开之前呢又有其他的邻居跟我们说你可不可以再回来。
And so on Friday we went back, yeah.
所以我们礼拜五又回去。
But all of this timing, I think, was quite amazing.
所以呢，这个时间的巧合呢，是非常的奇妙。
If this son had remained in the hospital on that Monday,
如果呢，这个儿子呢，继续的住在医院里面，
then probably we would have no chance to visit that village.
那所以当然我们不会有机会去拜访那个村庄。
We'd probably just go back to where the parents lived.
那我们就可能回去父母住的地方。
But everything worked out so perfectly, and then this brother, he grasped the opportunity to preach the gospel.
所以每一个时间呢都安排得非常的顺利，然后这个弟兄呢，他借着这个福音来时间来传福音。
And this is the wisdom that God gave him, you could say.
所以呢，这也是神赐给他的智慧。
Just like the ants, to know to provide for themselves in the summer and also gather food in the harvest time.
就像呢蚂蚁呢在夏天的时候会聚敛这个食物然后再预备冬天的使用。
So right now the fields are still ripe for harvest.
所以呢现在呢这个田地呢已经是成熟准备收割。
Let us not be lazy, but let us go and preach the gospel to our neighbors.
所以我们不要软弱我们需要传福音给我们的邻舍。
To be wise like these ants.
那我们需要跟这些像蚂蚁一样非常的有智慧。
Now before we just read Proverbs chapter 30 verse 25.
那我们刚刚念过箴言三十章的二十五节。
Here we can also gain another nugget of wisdom.
所以在这边呢，我们也可以得到其他的智慧。
This verse is also talking about how even though ants are small, but they can make a great impact.
所以在这边提到呢，蚂蚁是无力之类，但是它们还是可以有一些的这个这个行动。
Right.So here, it says ants are not a people that are not strong.
所以呢在这边说到蚂蚁是无力之类。
And this is true. I think all of us have probably killed an ant before. Right?
那我想说我们每一个人曾经有杀过这个蚂蚁的时
候。How did you kill an ant? Probably you just squash it with your foot or with a finger. Right?
那你怎么杀这个蚂蚁你可能用你手指头或者是用脚来踩死。
So truly, from a human perspective, ants are not strong.
所以真的从这个人的角度来看呢蚂蚁并不是很有力。
Obviously, ants, from their perspective, are actually quite strong. Yeah.
但是呢蚂蚁呢在他们的这个角度来看他们是其实非常有力。
Because they can lift like 50 times their body weight.
因为他们可以搬动呢差不多50倍的重量超过他们身体重量的这个
东西。But from a human perspective, they're not strong.
但是在于人类来说他们就是无力之类。
But even though they're not strong,they can make a great impact.
虽然他们没有这个力气呢但是他们有很多的影响力。
They use the strength that they have to go and, do their job, right?
他们用他们这个非常有限的力气呢他们可以去做他们要做的事。
And even though they're not strong, they're diligent.
虽然他们不是很有力但是他们很勤劳。
And they're persistent, so they keep doing what they have to do, keep doing what they have to do. And even though they're small but and not strong, they make a very big impact.
然后他们有非常的有毅力因为他们会不断的去做虽然他们没有力气但是他们会有影响力。
Yeah, one time I read an article about a garbage man.
有一次呢我读了一篇有关于这个收垃圾的这个这个文章。
I think lives in Colombia.
他住在哥伦比亚的这个地方。
And one day when he was collecting trash, he saw there was a perfectly good book.
那有一天呢，他在收垃圾的时候呢，他发现了一本很好的书。
And so he just took it home.
那他就把它拿回家。
And it started a habit that whenever he saw books in the trash, he would take it home.
那后来就开始有这个养成这个习惯他看到呢在垃圾堆里面有书的话他就会把它带回家。
Eventually, he was bringing about 50 to 60 books home every day.
然后最后呢，他每一天呢，好像就是带五六十本的书回家。
And he did this for 20 years.
然后他做了二十年。
And eventually, after 20 years, he amassed a 20,000 book library.
然后呢，过了二十年的之后呢，那他收集了差不多有二十万本书的这个类似像图书馆。
So that all the neighboring kids, right, living in that neighborhood, who did not have really good access to libraries, they now can go to his house and borrow books.
啊，所以呢，然后他有这么多的书，所以在周围住的这些儿童呢，他们没有书看的话，都可以去跟他借书来看。
So this is just one person and his efforts.
啊，所以这只是一个人，还有他自己的力量。
It may not look like much.
啊，这看起来好像不是很多。
Right, one, maybe a couple books in the beginning for a day.
啊，所以可能在刚开始只有每一天几本书。
But the with persistence and diligence.Eventually, you can make great impact.
由于他很勤劳勤奋的话，那长期下来的话，他就会有影响力。
So just like an ant, not strong, but can make a big impact.
就像这个蚂蚁一样，他们虽然没有是无力之类，但是他们会有影响力。
As a Christian, as an individual, truly human beings, we are very weak too.
作为一个基督徒呢，一个个人呢，那当然我们也是非常的软弱。
Yeah, and when it comes to evangelism, also I think we can see that there's a lot of times there's only so much that we can do.
所以在宣道方面的话，我们能做的当然也是有限。
But if we're willing to contribute this much,
但是呢，如果我们愿意来贡献这么多
God will continue to bless us and he will give the growth.
那神就会继续祝福我们，然后他会让我们成长。
And so little by little, what we do eventually makes a great impact.
所以我们可以一点一点的来做，然后慢慢的话，我们就会具有很大的影响力。
But one of the things that's important is that we must work with one another.
但是很重要的事呢，就是说我们要彼此的要知道怎么同工。
In Proverbs chapter 30 verse 25, it especially mentions that ants are a people, right? People is plural.
所以箴言三十章二十五节呢，在这边提到蚂蚁是这个类，就是说它是好像很多数，
right?So a people means that it's a whole community.
所以呢，这个人类呢，好像就是一个社区这样子。
And so individually not strong, but together also they have greater strength.
他们个人呢可能没有力，但是他们团结起来，这个力量非常大。
So when you have so many different ants doing their little part.For the colony, then the colony can be built up and organized.
所以当你有这么多的这个蚂蚁，然后他们的这个蚂蚁巢的话，那很多的这个蚂蚁就可以盖一个很大的这个蚂蚁城。
Even when I was in Kenya, I saw these ant hills taller than me, right?
所以我在这个肯亚的时候，我甚至看到这种蚂蚁丘呢，比我还高。
8-9 feet tall.
八九尺的这个高度。
And they're all from these tiny little ants.
然后他们都是从这个非常小的蚂蚁 来建造。
They're not strong, but they can make great impact.
他们非常的他们虽然不是很强壮，但是他们有影响力。
I also saw before that a type of ant, fire ants, when if their the land becomes flooded with water, they also do something quite amazing.
所以那话我之前也看过这个火蚂蚁呢，当这个地上充满的水的时候，他们会做一些奇妙的事。
They will start to link their legs together.
他们就会把他们的脚来连在一起。
And then they form like an ant. They form themselves like a raft.
然后他们会好像让他们自己变成一个这种船一样。
Right. And they spread out to.Make their surface area bigger.
然后他们就会扩散出来，然后让这个面积变得很大。
And they all link together so that eventually, when the water resides, they can start and form another colony again.
所以呢，他们都会连接在一起呢。然后当水退的时候，他们就可以再重建他们的这个蚂蚁巢。
So again, individually not strong, but they are a people. They are a community that cooperates and works together.
当然，虽然他们不是很强壮，但是他们就是一个。 社区他们可以自己来工作。
So in the same way, when we evangelize and do the work of the Lord,
所以在同时间呢，那我们传神的福音的时候
，we must continue to work together.
所以我们需要继续的来一起努力工作。
When we bring a friend, a true seeker to the church,
当我们带这个朋友或者是慕道者来到教会
，we need the company of other brothers and sisters to make them feel comfortable and also allow them to.Feel welcome.
所以我们需要其他的弟兄姐妹呢，一起呢，让他们觉得非常的就是舒服，然后就是很好像在家的感觉。
The church also should have a system to follow up and to be able to answer their questions and let them know what the gospel entails.
那教会应该有一种系统呢，然后可以来跟进，然后也来解释这个道理，然后让他们知道。
And so when we work together, everyone doing our little part, then we can make a great impact.
所以那每人都做一点点的话，那我们一起的话就可以有很大的影响力。
So our spiritual convocation is coming in 4 weeks.
所以呢，我们的灵恩布道会还有四个礼拜就要来。
Let us learn these lessons from the ants that we see around us.
所以我们来一起学习我们周围观察的这些蚂蚁。
May the love of God always motivate us.
愿神的爱呢不断的激励我们。
No one really has to tell us what to do, right?
所以不需要有人来一直跟我们说要怎么做。
We do it ourselves.
我们自己来做。
Preach the gospel, right?
我们要来传福音。
Let us always use time wisely, grasp opportunities.
那我们要好好的利用时间。
Yeah, while the harvest is still ripe.
所以当这个收割的这个田地呢，还是丰盛的时候。
And finally, let's not look down on ourselves.
最后呢，我们不要轻看自己。
We may not be strong individually, but together with God's help, we can make great impacts.
当然我们个人呢，可能是没有力量，但是呢，我们一起团结的话，借着神的话，我们可以具有很大的影响力。
So let us fulfill the commission of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们完成神托付的使命。
And let us make a great impact here in the community in Flushing.
那我们在法拉盛这个社区呢，一起来有一些贡献。
Let's now conclude the hymn number 315.
那我们来唱诗三百十五首。
315。
三百十五首。Adore thee, all veiling their sight.
Thank God, please have a seat.
感谢神，请坐。
Now we're going to conclude with a prayer together.
我们现在来做结束的祷告。
In our prayer, we ask the Lord Jesus to give us wisdom.
在祷告的时候，我们祈求主耶稣基督给我们智慧。
Especially wisdom in our evangelical efforts.
特别是在宣道方面的这个智慧。
On one hand, we must receive wisdom from above, but on the other hand, we must be diligent to do the work.
在 一方面呢，我们需要从上面得来的力量；另外一方面呢，我们需要做很勤奋的做这个工。
And so with this cooperation of man and God, then the work of the Lord will be done.
所以人跟神来一起合作的话呢，神的工作就会要完成。
So let's pray for our upcoming spiritual convocation.
所以我们继续为要举办的灵恩布道会来代祷。
Also later tonight there'll be a Hosanna outreach in New Jersey.
所以今天晚上呢，在新泽西会举办和善纳诗歌布道会。
We pray for all these evangelical works.
所以请大家为这些布道会来代祷。
April 1st there'll also be a gospel tea fellowship.
四月一号呢，我们也会有福音茶会。
Yeah, let us be diligent to preach the gospel.
所以我们要勤劳的来传福音。
Let's now kneel down and pray.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
Hallelujah! In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. 奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
奉圣名祷告。
Lord,